time now for Wagoner's Walk. As they get the breakfast ready, Peter and Liz make plans for the day.
Darling, what time do you think you'll be home?
Peter, it's no good me trying to guess at a time. I don't know. It all depends on how long my interview goes on. You simply can't tell.
Yeah, but if you could just give me a rough idea, then I can plan the supper and the bath time and all that. It makes all the difference if I can just organise a day since. Oh. Look, for goodness sake, be quiet. Shut up and get yourselves ready for breakfast, or I'll come and thump the lot of you. Mm.
That's what I call getting things organised.
Well, honestly, you can't hear yourself think sometimes. Heaven knows how we're going to cope over the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean?
Well, school holidays. Abby's nursery group closes down for Christmas, and so does Su Ming's creche. I have them under my feet all day and every day.
Oh, darling, I know what it's like. Anyway, about this evening, you're going to see Arthur, are you?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. And afterwards, I thought I might pop in and see Mr. Tully for a bit.
Again? Hmm. We went there on Sunday. You were gone for simply ages. I couldn't imagine what had happened to you.
Oh, well, I told you, darling, I was helping him out with his accounts, VAT and so on. We didn't get to the end of it either, not by a long way. So I thought I'd look in and do a spot more overtime tonight.
You are extraordinary. Hmm? I mean, you throw up a perfectly good job, and then you go around doing some really boring arithmetic for a total stranger, and for nothing.
Darling, Tully's not a total stranger. He's a nice bloke. We ought to meet him sometime. You'd like him.
All the same, I don't see why.
Hey, come to think of it, why don't you come with me? See the boatyard for yourself. It really is a fascinating place.
No, darling, how can I? We can't both go out in the evenings, you know that.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, perhaps one afternoon at the weekend. We could make an expedition of it. Take the children.
Oh, yes, your Mr. Tully would love that. 2 grown-ups and 4 children all landing on him.
Oh, I don't think he'd mind. And he knows Jeremy already.
I wish we could get ourselves fixed up with a regular babysitter. It'd be so marvellous to be able to go out once in a while, just the two of us.
Yes, I know.
As it is, we can't even manage to get out and do the Christmas shopping together. It's really going to be a bit much.
Well, we'll just have to find somebody. Ah, yeah, that's the last of the toast. Right. All right, you lot. Breakfast. Come and get it.
Any luck?
Sorry, Matt, what did you say?
I said any luck. I heard you on the phone.
Oh, no. No, I'm afraid not. I've been talking to that nice Mr. Potter who runs Potter's Groceries. You know, he took a lot of our frozen holiday snacks during the summer.
Oh, him? Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea. He fancies you. I could tell from the gleam in his eye when you wore that immodest dress of yours. Did you chat him up nicely?
Don't be disgusting, Matt. I was charming as ever.
That's my girl. You should have gone round to see him in person, squeezed his hand.
I doubt it would have made the slightest difference. The answer was a definite no.
Oh, bloody wars.
Well, I see his point of view. And Christmas is only a week away. If he gets stuck with a big order of frozen Christmas dinners and then he can't get rid of them...
My heart bleeds for him. Hell's teeth, we're stuck with 250 of the flaming things.
Have you talked it over with Bill?
Not yet. I thought we'd be able to shift them without bothering him.
Where is he now?
Bill, he's off in the van doing the usual deliveries.
Oh, you should have come clean and told him. He could have taken some with him. He might have been able to unload a few on his rounds while it... Oh, hello, Sophie.
Hello.
Morning, Sophie.
Hi.
Yeah, what's all this then? Move-in day?
Just a couple of suitcases. Well, didn't Lynn tell you I'm moving in with the Nashes?
Yes, she told me.
Oh.
Back to square one, eh?
Sorry?
Well, that's where you live when you first arrived in the district, isn't it? The top flat.
Oh, yes. Except that I'm not going to be in the top flat exactly. I shall be in the in their studio room. Well, that's on the first floor, and I'll just have the use of the sitting room and the kitchen upstairs. And it won't be for long.
I see. Well, I hope it all works out for you.
Thank you. And thanks for putting up with me. You know, letting me stay here and everything. I must have been an awful drag.
Not at all.
We were very glad to be able to help. You know that.
I don't know what I'd have done without you. Well, both of you.
Oh, nonsense. Well, if you're ready to go, we might as well make a move.
Right.
I'll drop you off on my way to the restaurant.
If you're sure it's no bother. Did I hear you say that Bill was out?
Yes, he's out in the delivery van.
Ah.
Did you want to see him?
No. That's all right. Just Just say goodbye to him for me, will you?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid Mrs. Pryor isn't here yet. I don't suppose she'll be very long if you'd like to wait. How about a cup of coffee?
Oh, well, thank you, Rob.
I was going to have one myself anyway. Won't take a minute.
Fine. I'm not in too much of a rush now. Once I get the children settled at their various schools and creches, I feel like a man of leisure.
Oh, yeah? How's Jeremy?
Oh, he's fine. He often asks about you.
Does he? Ah, he's a good kid, young Jeremy. We'll have to start going to the swimming baths again sometime.
It's not really the weather for swimming at the moment, though.
Oh, I don't know. I'd like to keep it going all the year round. Trouble is finding the time.
Rob, I was just thinking, seeing you and Jeremy get on so well together, I suppose you'd never consider coming and babysitting for us some night? On a paid basis, of course. Whatever the going rates are.
Oh, well, it's good of you to ask me, but...
No, really. You'd be doing us a big favour, and I know Jeremy would be delighted.
Well, the thing is, I'm working here every night, you see. Well, almost every night.
But you do have the odd free evening. I mean, any time you're at a loose end.
Yeah, but... Well, actually, I've got a friend of mine moving into the flat with me today. We're going to be sharing from now on.
Oh, yes.
So I expect I'll be spending my spare time with him, mostly.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course, that would make a difference.
Peter! I thought that sounded like a familiar voice. What are you doing?
Morning, Lynn. I only called in to make arrangements for Christmas about Jeremy.
Oh, yes, good idea. Morning, Rob.
Morning. I was just making coffee. Do you want one?
Lovely. As a matter of fact, Peter, you're the very man I want to see. I need to pick your brains.
Well, I don't think there's much left to pick, but you're welcome to try. What's the problem?
Who should I get on to at Abercrombie's in their food hall? I mean, can you give me the name of whoever's in charge there? Because we've got ourselves a little bit of a crisis, and it suddenly struck me Abercrombie's might be the answer.
So, today's the day, is it?
That's right. I'm moving into the top flat this evening.
Well, I'm sure you'll be very comfortable there. It's funny, really. Almost everybody I know in this area seems to have lived in that top flat at one time or another. Everybody except Peter and me.
Oh, is that a good thing, do you think? Or is it a bad omen?
Well, why should it be bad?
Well, it sounds as if nobody ever stays there very long.
Oh, no, it's not like that. Lynn, that's Peter's first wife. She and her sister lived there for ages. I'm sure you'll love it.
Well, it'll be an improvement on the bedsitter anyway.
And Rob seems like an awfully nice person.
Oh, yes, he is. I'm not worried about that. We seem to get on together right away, from the first time I met him.
Oh, that's good. Oh, excuse me. Liz Warner?
You can't fool me. That's Liz Tyson.
I'm allowed a pen name, aren't I? Hello, Matt, how are you?
Long time no see. When are you going to come over and have a meal with us, then?
I wish I knew. Oh, hold on a minute, would you, Matt? Dickon, was there anything else?
These notes for the New Year's Eve feature. You said you wanted to see them.
Fine. Leave them in my tray and I'll look at them later.
Right. That's all then.
Okay, bye-bye. Now then, where were we? Oh, yes, I was just saying to Peter this morning, we never get an evening out nowadays. But actually, it is your turn to come to us.
Oh, well, after the Christmas orgy is over, we must fix something up. But as a matter of fact, it was Christmas I wanted to ask you about.
Christmas?
Christmas dinners, really. To be absolutely accurate, frozen Christmas dinners.
I don't understand.
Well, I suddenly had this bright idea, Liz. Now, we've got these pre-packed Christmas dinners, you see. It's a special line we're running. And it occurred to me we might be able to do each other a bit of good.
Sorry, I'm not with you.
Well, I know you sometimes run competitions on the women's page, and I thought it might be a really original idea if you two offer these Christmas dinners as prizes. It'd still be enough time to get it into this week's paper, wouldn't there? And we'd let you have them at very reasonable rates. Cut price, seeing it's all in the family, so to speak. So, what do you think?
Oh. Oh, hello. Oh,
good evening. Sorry, did I make you jump?
No, not really. I just didn't hear you coming up the stairs, that's all. Hey, you must be Dickon.
And you're Sophie. Yeah. How do you do?
Hi. Hey, look, can I help you with all that?
No, it's okay. I'll just kick the door shut. And then I'll dump it here in the corner for now.
All right.
Oh, won't be in your way there, will it?
Oh, no, not at all. Anyway, I'm not really living up here. I'm only using the sitting room.
Yes, and the kitchen. Here, Rob told me.
Yeah. Look, I'll go back downstairs and let you settle in. I mean, you'll want to unpack and everything,
won't
you?
Oh, don't run away. No, you don't have to go. I'll be potting around for ages, I expect.
Oh.
I've still got another load like this down in the hall.
Well, look, do you want a hand? I could carry some of it up.
No, I wouldn't dream of it. There's no hurry.
Oh. Well, then, would you like a cup of tea?
Ah,
Now, that does sound like a good idea. Oh, is there any tea? I didn't bring any food at all.
Oh, no, that's all right. I did some shopping this afternoon. I'll just go and put the kettle on.
Fantastic. Yeah, we're going to have to come to some arrangements about things like tea and milk, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it's silly for us all to buy our own. Much easier to share.
Exactly.
Surprise, surprise.
Oh, Rob, I wasn't expecting you back for ages. I only just got here myself.
Well, we had a quiet night at the restaurant, so I persuaded Lynn to let me off early. Is that your gear piled up in the hall?
Yeah, some of it, yeah. I brought up the first load.
Well, we'll see that presently. Guess what I've got in this carrier bag?
Oh, can't imagine.
Just one of the perks of working in catering. I got it at trade price. Ta-ra!
Champagne!
It's a no-no vintage, but it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, but what on earth are
we... Well, it's your first night here. We've got to launch the new flat-sharing scheme, haven't we? Get off to a good... Oh, hello.
Hi, Rob. Look, I was just making a pot of tea. Do you want some?
Well, not particularly. Thanks all the same.
But look what he's brought. Champagne.
Oh, wow. Well, in that case, I'll take the kettle off and find some glasses.
How was business tonight?
Pretty slack. Oh. I suppose it's always a bad time just before Christmas. I let Rob off early. We had so little to do.
Any luck with Abercrombie's?
No. Peter gave me the man's name, but it was no good. We've left it too late.
Yes, that's what Liz said.
Liz?
Mm. After you'd gone this morning, I had this brilliant idea about flogging them to the Herald at a cut price. I thought they could use them as prizes or something.
Oh, now you really are clutching at
straws. Well, we might have recovered our costs at least. Only all the women's paid stuff had already gone to press, so that was no go.
Mark, can you tell us what... Oh, hello, Lynn.
Bill, you're not still working at this time of night.
I'm just checking over the plant.
I thought you'd gone long since.
No, I'm on my way, but I just wanted to ask you, those 250 Christmas dinners...
What about them?
Well, I see they're still waiting to go out. I thought that woman wanted them yesterday.
Yes, she did. Only there's been a slight change of plans.
Oh, Matt, stop wriggling and tell him. She cancelled the order.
You're kidding!
We've been trying desperately to think of ways to get rid of them, but so far...
You mean we're stuck with them? The old flipping lot?
All right, go on, have a good laugh.
Oh, not me, mate. That's no laughing matter. That's good money going down the drain if we don't find some way to get them off our hands.
Yeah, okay, don't rub it in.
Why the heck didn't you tell me right away?
Well, I got us into this little mess. I was trying to get myself out of it.
Oh, I see. Feeling a bit foolish, eh? Can't say I blame you either. Well, thank goodness I found out before it's too late.
But it is too late.
Oh, no, not a bit of it. We've got the rest of this week. I'll shift them somehow, don't worry. Even if I have to go round every shop in the neighbourhood. You leave it to me.
She's a nice girl, Sophie. Yeah.
Pretty, too. Seems very easy to get on with.
Oh, sure. I just think we'll all settle down pretty well together. If this evening's anything to go by. I must think about getting to bed. Is there any champagne left?
Not a drop. We polished that off long ago.
I should have brought two bottles.
Sorry, I can't offer any contributions to the party.
Oh.
There's this. Do you smoke cigars?
Not really. Where'd you get that?
The owner of the Herald, no less. He gave it to me. Goodness knows why. I told him I wasn't a cigar man.
I suppose we could always share it.
Break it in half, you mean? Well, that'll ruin it.
I meant share it. I'll take it in turns, between us.
Oh.
No, I don't think I'll bother.
You have it if you want it.
No, I'm not that keen on cigars either.
Oh, well, keep it for a rainy day.
You never know. Oh, sorry.
That's past my bedtime.
I generally sit up quite late. Well, when I come home from the restaurant, I like to take my time. Unwind a bit, you know.
Yeah, yes, of course. Then I don't suppose you get up as early as I do.
I suppose not.
And I have to be at work at 9. Earlier than that, sometimes. I've got a special job on.
Rather you than me.
In fact, come to think of it, what with you coming in late and me leaving the flat early in the morning, I don't suppose we'll be seeing all that much of one another, really.
No, I suppose not. Oh, well.
As long as Sophie's around, there'll always be somebody to talk to. Good night, Rob.
Yeah. Good night, Dickon.